after a couple days?
Yeah, we went on such a long stretch of playing every other day. But it's good. There's a certainly a it seems like an excitement in the morning skate. We all know what that's worth. But yeah, it's good to be back in game.
Well, can you speak to the improvements in your team's structure this season? It seems like you guys are not playing a structurally sound game compared to last season.
Yeah, I think we're a little better at reading off each other and playing off each other and understanding what we're supposed to be doing. We don't have the puck. But a big chunk of that still is on compete. You know, we're even if we're out of our route, we find a way to get a stick on it, block a shot, finish a check, grind something out, cover off a bad pass, playing a little closer together on the ice. There's not as big a spread in our game. So we've been able to react to the unfortunate things that happen on the ice over the course of a game. And when we haven't, our goaltender has stopped the puck. And that's been a big chunk of us playing pretty well over the last couple of weeks.
Blake Wheeler said yesterday he thought the team was starting to really believe in the third period, so he put it down to training camp. Do you see that?
Well, I will tell you that I was, I guess I was surprised. I mean, the numbers that the one we talked about it right from day one, the veteran guys, the Blake Wheelers, they came back to camp in good shape. So, you know, it's tough to have a really physically difficult camp anymore. They're just not long enough. You know, the camps aren't that long, and you're playing seven games. There's just not that many practice days to grind them. So we had a real tough first week. But I think we're a pretty fit hockey club. No, I know we are. I mean, and you can see it in the way they practice now. The practices that we run, and I think we've only had two in the last 2.5 weeks, but they don't knock the players down anymore. I felt that last year that we had to pull back on our practices because it affected them, and we don't. So I think we've got good legs, and you know, if you're not chasing the game in the first two periods, you probably have a little more in the tank in the third.
Can you tell us a bit more about your goalie and how much he's been a big leader for this team on the ice?
So he's been really consistent. I that's been my experience with Pav. Right going into last year. He was really good for us in the last 35 games last year. I thought we asked too much of him at times. And there have been a few times this year we've done as well. I've asked too much from him, and he's answered. So he's made those saves on those nights. But for a lot of nights, we've given him a chance to do what he's best at. And he's been really good. And Hutch, who hasn't played a whole lot, who will play a little bit more, I think, over the next month, the same thing. You know, he, first 4 or 5 games of the year weren't great for us. We were giving up an awful lot, and probably our goaltender suffered most of that. And after that, we've tightened up our game a bit. You know, it's not an only defense game that we're playing by any means. We're trying to score goals and we're trying to be aggressive in the offensive zone. But we've given our goaltenders a little bit better of a chance, and they've been good.
What about Matthew Pavel? Well, if you look at numbers, it might not be great.
Right.
Only 3 passes in 15 games. What's your own evaluation?
He's just played really well. I mean, the last 5 or 6 games, what happened with Matthew, I think, is we had 2 of our top 6 guys go down in the first game. So that thinned a lot of our lineup out. But when we moved him to the wing and everybody got Huffley and Dustin Byfuglien's come back, that line's generated a tremendous amount of offense, in my opinion. They just haven't had it go. But, you know, he's only good. If he only scores game winners, we're good with that. He doesn't need a lot of them. 7 or 8 game winners over the course of the year would be fine by us. That was a big goal he scored for us the other night.
How much you're playing the third period do you think is the fact that you guys haven't trailed that often going into that period? You've been able to sort of either be tied or leading?
So going into the third period, if you're tied or you're leading in the last 2 or 3 weeks, you're confident, right? So you're not coming out and changing a whole lot of what you're doing. You're not having in-room saying, all right, we've got to get a little more aggressive with our D pinch. We've got to get a little more aggressive with our D up the ice. So that's helped a bit of it. And then when the game is tight like that, the other team feels it too, right? So they're playing a tighter third period, and it kind of has lent to low scoring. Like, we haven't scored much. We haven't given much up. Both teams, the games are tight, so they're both playing a pretty smart, hard game. And you look at, and we haven't played a lot of divisional opponents, but when you look at the goals against absolute numbers for our division, I think 4 of the top 6 teams in the NHL are all sitting. So that's the hockey that we have to play. I mean, goals are going to be hard to come by, and everybody in our division plays a tight game.
You're playing against a team whose third periods have been totally wild.
Yeah, no, I know the numbers. This is a big contrast here. I think it's 17 or something like that in the third. And
they have
and,
17, yeah. 32 goals in their game.
Yeah,
the third
so
week, there's 9 in your game.
We will see who that works well for. But for us, I think the first 5 minutes in this building is always in Montreal. The first 5 minutes is important. you know, in this building, when they get some action in the offensive zone, there's going to be about 3 or 4 minutes you're going to have to fight through to control, because they're going to get blocks of momentum, and they do in every game where they get going. So that'll be really important for us to handle those right. And it's really kind of something that we've been working on for a while, handling the blocks of games where we don't have control of the game and how we react to it. So it'll be a real good test for us.
Blake's made a lot of comments lately about how, you know, this team is playing ugly hockey, and I know that we've asked you about it, but getting guys to buy into that, and your skilled guys and guys that are seen as this leadership group, how important is that for this, for your message to get through to the team as a whole and for this group to have success?
Well, we kind of had a little bit of fun with the whole ugliness thing, and but it gets to a point is, you know, it's really important for your team to identify what it's good at. And you know, I mean, Dustin Byfuglien doesn't look like Matthew Perreault on the ice, so we're not going to ask both men to do the exact same things in terms of the physicality of the game. But we can all do the same things in terms of certain areas of compete. And maybe we don't move the puck easily at times, but it's always been, for me, it's the reaction to those things that has either been really good for us or been our problem. It's that adversity that we talked about, the adversity that just happens in a game, the bad pass that's waist high and 200 miles an hour. You know, how you come off that pass is more important than getting rid of it, because we're not. So this is what's going to happen to us over the course of the game. How we handle that has been good in the last couple of weeks. And then that, if you're, you know, not necessarily a theme for the year, but that's something that we have to build here, and it takes a long time, and you have to go through a number of stretches of adversity and learn to handle it the certain way every time.
As a coach, is that so that those core guys or those veteran guys appear to be
right? So that's the great and a struggle is not the right word, but getting in. So now we're talking about team identity and how you're going to play and the belief, the buy-in, whatever it is. We're not coming in here as coaches and saying this is something completely different than you thought about yourselves, but you have to play this way. This is what we're good at, and we can be good at this, and it's not going to go for us every night, but that's something that everybody can do. And then it builds a closeness, because everybody can do it. And we've had good compete. But that goes back to last year, too. That was the one strength of this team for me over my time, is they will work hard. They will compete hard, and they'll work hard. And this year, I think after the first week, we'll do a real good job of being prepared for the start of games. So they're ready to play.